And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. So I got to tell you, I'm going to take a few minutes here. This is a planned segment. This is one of my dippers. I'm not going to give it as much time as it could have had because that letter from Kash Patel came in. I wanted to read it. But I think it's fair to say I've got some concerns when I see Republicans carrying what used to be Democrat bills that appear to be weak on crime. What? Yes, that's what I'm saying. So you may recall that Governor Ivey's State of the State speech she gave just a few weeks ago, she said that one of her priorities was to basically back the blue and to make the state more secure. And for that, I find no fault in that. That is a worthy goal. She didn't specify a lot about what she's going to do. She was going to do something like banning Glock switches. Okay. How about no? But she also said she was going to create a metro area crime suppression unit, which I think that's worked well in Montgomery, and I'm glad. Beyond that, I don't know what else. So I'm not sure if this falls into that wheelhouse. But I got to tell you, right now there's a bill that was carried last year by Representative Chris England, a Democrat from Tuscaloosa. Chris England, good dude. I know him personally, but he's notoriously liberal. He's also the former chair of the Democrat Party, and he's also typically soft on crime. How's that for an intro? He had a bill last year called House Bill 29, and it was called the Second Chance Bill. It's a pretty name, but it's not necessarily what it really is. The Second Chance Bill. It's more like the Second Bite at the Apple Bill. So his bill ostensibly would say that someone who has been convicted and sentenced to life in prison, that after they've served 25 years, can petition to go ahead and have a second chance to have their sentencing reduced so they can get out. Well, that's not life in prison. Now, it did say not for violent offenses. Okay, well, that covers most of it. But We're looking at right now, that bill failed last year. In fact, that bill didn't even pass getting a procedural vote to go ahead and go forward to a final vote. That bill did not pass. Republicans stood in its way and said, no, that ain't us, until this year. Right now, you've got the same bill being carried by Republican State Senator Will Barfoot, and I know Will Barfoot, and he's very conservative, so I'm confused as to how there's got to be a backstory here. I'm also confused why Americans for Prosperity in Alabama, which is a conservative policy group, is supportive of it. It's Senate Bill 156, the Second Chance Act, the same thing. And it also sounds an awful lot to me like what they're doing is trying to make sure that they are getting people out of prisons because we're still overcrowded. We've had an overcrowding problem in Alabama's prisons for decades. And right now, this Second Chance Act is being carried by a Republican, and it actually got out of the Senate already. So this is moving. Will Barfoot is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Americans for Prosperity is a conservative group. This is the same bill that was carried last year by the former chair of the Democrat Party. And I look at it and go, what the heck? I mean, are we seeing literal soft on crime for Republicans? I hope not. Are we seeing, like, let's run a bill. We got to clean some of these people out of the prisons. We need more space. We need more bed space. That's not the solution. Now, if they serve 25 years for nonviolent crimes, they're probably not going to be as big an issue. But if they're serving a sentence that says life without parole, then I got news. They had the opportunity for a grand jury. They had the opportunity for a trial by jury. They had the right to appeal. They had even the right to have their appeal reconsidered or reheard. And now we're going to say, and oh, by the way, here's one more. So are we creating something that doesn't have to be created is what I'm saying. And I look at this and go, it just feels squishy. So somebody out there can correct me. If you know there's more to the story than I do, I'll reach out to one of them. And that story came out for me today. I'd never seen it before. And all of a sudden, I've got Republicans carrying former Democrat bills, especially when they're Democrats that I know who what they stand for. And I will say this. we have got to do something about the crime rate in some of our cities. So I do applaud the governor calling for these metro crime suppression units. The question I have is, having seen success in Montgomery with this, which is a combination of state, county, and local, they create a task force and they go at it. And they've been given like sort of carte blanche to do some things that they wouldn't normally get to do. And we hear it's having good effect in Montgomery, which, by the way, is one of our blue areas in the state, and it's still working. Randall Woodfin is the mayor of Birmingham. Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin doesn't want it. His crime rate is through the roof. We've got to get our Birmingham back. We've got to. I mean, cities around this region, Birmingham, Memphis, a few others, you look at it and go, my gosh, y'all, I know you care about people more than this, but part of it is secure. You know, to provide for the common defense, that's not just the U.S. military. That is sometimes the safe streets of our local communities. And so I'm very hopeful we're going to see Birmingham be put on the position of having to have one of these metro crime suppression units and being a part of something that actually turns the tide and brings the stats back in the right direction for crime in Birmingham. All right, we're going to come right back, and I got to talk about Israel. Y'all, this is something else. This cannot be overlooked, and I can't go to the weekend without talking about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.